The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg. Henry Mossmouth. I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
Ten hut! Private Henry Mossmouth reporting for duty, sir.
Private Sven Ingeborg reporting for duty, sir.
Oh, you two. You two are what I get?
That's right, sir. We've been sent over by General MacArthur himself.
Sorry for what we are, sir.
All right, you'll have to do. Welcome to the Seven Falls Nuclear Facility. Do you know what nuclear means, boys?
No, sir.
Not at all, sir.
Well, nuclear is technology of the future. So what we're doing here is guarding mankind's prosperity.
You mean robot people, sir?
Are you talking about talking dogs, sir?
Robot people, talking dogs, anything's possible in the future, folks. That's why it's the future. Ten, hut!
Hup!
Don't slouch even for a second here. When you're guarding the future, everything's on the line.
Sir, yes, sir.
Sir.
You'll do. You're dedicated. And you have kind eyes.
Thank you, sir.
And you have a low cunning about you that I respect.
Sir, I have street smarts, but no book smarts, sir.
All right. I think you're ready. Follow me. This is the hallway you'll be spending most of your time in.
Ooh, it's nice and shiny.
Very white.
Very sparkly and metallic, yeah. Now, one of the offshoots of this program is human testing.
What do you mean, like quizzes?
Quizzes, sure. You gotta have a lot of brainiacs working at a place like this. But no, not in this situation. I'm talking about testing effects of nuclear technology on mankind.
I'm proud to serve my country in whatever way is necessary, sir.
If you need to strap us to a lightning bolt, sir, we're here to do it.
If you need to take out my bones and replace them with the bones of some animal, I would not hesitate to volunteer. I want to run fast, sir, and eat beans and meat.
Look, boys, that won't be necessary. Take a look through this grating right here.
Ugh.
Oh.
Yes.
Looks like...
repulsive, aren't they?
Mounds of sludge.
Yeah, they're more sludge than man at this point.
These are men?
They were, but now there's something else. The result of a experiment gone awry. We're trying to make them better, but we made them worse.
That's what Sven is always telling me every time he punches me.
The best that we could get, huh? All right, enough of this gawking. Come outside, follow me in the hall. Look, those mutants will tell you anything. They sleep during the day while I'm here, but at night you'll hear everything they have to say. It's horrible, frightful moans of pain and evil cries.
Well, sir, it's something I'm used to, Henry. Cries and moans and screams in his sleep, like a cat being drowned in a bathtub.
Pretty bad dreams at night.
Dreams. We all have dreams.
Not like these. I had a dream that birds were singing backwards one time.
And then, when Henry woke up, a flock of crows swooped down and picked him up.
His dreams came true?
My dreams always come true, after a fashion.
What a horrifying turn of events.
It's a strange world.
You're talking to the guy who works at the nuclear facility. I know it's a strange world. You're part of it now. Look, I can't get too familiar with you guys, but you seem like good boys.
You seem like a good man, sir.
You seem like a good man, Daddy.
Look, I'm your commanding officer, and no matter how much I want to fraternize and not be lonely anymore, I can't. I gotta leave you to your job, all right? And I have to go do my own job as a husband.
Oh, is she beautiful? Is her hair so soft?
Does she smell nice in your bed?
She's dutiful, but I wouldn't say she's beautiful. Plain straw-like curls that hang limply about her shoulders, perhaps. But no one's ever called her a beauty, and I certainly wouldn't.
I bet I would if I saw her. I'd be happy to do my job as a husband and say nice things to her and put a blanket on her when she looked frail.
And made her chicken soup when she was sick, or even when she wasn't, because women love soup.
Sometimes you said everything you could possibly say to someone, and you run out of stuff to talk about. And that's when the silence sets in. A soul-crushing silence. A pit that there's no way out of.
Like this facility.
Everywhere I turn, I'm trapped. God damn it, she's still my wife. And I must do my duty.
Are all these tools for hassling the mutants?
Oh, yes. This one especially.
Oh, it's got a heft to it.
Very solid weight, yes.
Really jabs into their tough skin. Barely makes an impression.
That's right. It's more cowhide than skin at this point. All it's missing is the fuzz.
Do you get milk from the mutants?
I suppose you could if you tried, but no one would want to drink that, would they?
Well, unless they wanted to get superpowers and be the men of the future.
Look, let's leave the book learning up to the scientists, okay? I want your word right now you won't experiment on the mutants.
I promise.
Very good, boys. That's enough for me. Say, you say your dreams always come true in a fashion?
It's true.
Tonight, will you dream about me, please?
I promise. I dream about whatever I say 100 times into Sven's ear.
Thank you. Dream something happy, please.
I'll do my best. I'll dream of a life for you where you're a sea cat catching fish under the water.
I can close my eyes. I almost feel like I'm there. You boys are nice. I feel like I can open up to you a little bit. Things aren't good for me right now. I'm not doing very well.
No, you hide it well, sir.
You gotta be strong in front of these mutants. They'll say anything they can to get out of here, but we mustn't let them go.
Why not, sir?
Look at them. You don't know what they'd do to a regular person if they were allowed out of their cage for even a second. I let one out one time, and it took me the entire day to run after it and grab it. Imagine that. A second lieutenant running around a nuclear facility trying to rope a mutant with a net. How ridiculous did that look?
It does sound pretty funny, sir.
It's comical. Everyone laughed at me. My wife laughed at me when I described it to her, but it's not funny. Protecting America and its interests is not funny.
Well, I can imagine if two goofalumps like us were chasing a mutant around, it'd be even funnier.
Let's pray we never get there.
You never know.
I never pray. Okay, mutants. My name's Private Henry Mossmouth.
And I'm Private Sven Ingeborg, and there's new sheriffs in town.
We're your new gods, mutants.
Worship us.
Oh. All right. Wait, are you sheriffs or gods?
As far as you're concerned, we're both. I'm going to give you a poke in the gut for that question.
Go, Lord!
All right.
God, I'm sorry.
Don't poke me in the gut, as you can tell because of my translucent belly. I'm carrying a child.
It looks like a catfish.
Is this a catfish baby?
I think it's mine because I look like a catfish.
You do look like a catfish. There's a lot of catfish.
Well, new rules, mutants. There's no fornicating in your cell.
Oh. What are we supposed to do in here?
Mutants, you're on a strict regimen of listening to my boring chatter, so Sven doesn't have to take it.
Oh, Lord, help me, please.
Well, first, sound off, mutants. What should we call you, slugs?
I'm Thunderpot Fieldmouse, and I'm the toughest one of this group.
I'm Ted Danson Massmouth.
Massmouth?
Yeah, Ted Danson Massmouth.
My name's Waltrod Baby Man, and it's because my father was a baby.
Where'd the catfish part of you come from?
I don't know if I truly am half catfish. I just know I do have whiskers and gills.
Your skin's so smooth and slick and glistening.
Don't touch him.
If you touch me, my skin will come off on your fingers.
It smells like dang old cat food.
Mutants, you must have done something wrong to be so mutated.
But we didn't do nothing wrong, I swear.
Yeah, we were just captured and now they're doing experiments on us.
I was just living in a cave, and then these guys came along, and they came and pulled me down in here, and they said, hey, you're gonna live in this cave now, cave boy.
Yeah, I was just trying to swim in the ocean. I got caught in a tuna net.
I was just trying to run around and sing my heart out. I got captured, put in a cage, put in here, put a mask on over my face, had to breathe this gas that makes me feel like I'm always in a nightmare.
She's got the most goddamn beautiful voice you ever heard.
Well, newsflash, mutants, you're still in a nightmare.
Oh, shit.
I kind of like the way you guys do business.
Yeah, you guys are way better than the last dudes.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, mutants, eat some of this lettuce.
Oh, no. No.
It's gonna make you strong.
God, I wish for a hamburger.
Well, here you go. Here's 18 hamburgers.
Hell yes!
Oh, that's right. This is great. You tell us, Ben. And once you finish all of those, you'll be sick and never want a hamburger again.
I ate them all. More hamburgers, please.
Do you have more hamburgers, please?
No, we don't have more hamburgers.
More hamburgers. More hamburgers.
More hamburgers. More hamburgers. More hamburgers.
Ah, mutants!
Fine.
Mutants, shush.
Mutants, we don't want to get in trouble.
We'll make a deal with it. You make our lives easy, and we'll prod you only a few times a minute.
You guys are cool as hell! Hey, are we related?
Your name is similar to my own.
I feel like we kind of look alike, too.
I feel also that way.
Yeah, it's true, Henry. You do. Your skin is sagging and graying as we speak.
Maybe if you guys stood closer together, we could see more if you looked alike.
Don't try to trick us, Thunderpot. We're not getting in that cage
Keep
with you.
Keep those tentacles on that side of the bar.
Waltrod, that's a funny name. Where'd you get it?
My father gave it to me. It's a real name. It's popular in Mississippi.
Are you sure it's not an alien name?
Yeah, pretty damn sure, you son of a bitch. My pappy gave me that name.
Is your pappy some kind of weird cave creature that crawled out from the dark?
No, that's my pappy.
No, he was a murderer. Mississippi Broken Bottle Killer.
Mississippi Broken Bottle Killer?
Yep.
We were next to his cell in Alcatraz.
Every night my father would smash a beer bottle over someone's head in a bar. Then he'd take that smashed beer bottle and he'd go find children that's sleeping in their bed and cut their throats.
Wow.
He tried to do it to me but missed. That's how I got these gills.
Sven, isn't it funny what a small world it is?
It is a small world.
That's funny.
It's funny. You know my pop. Did he ever say anything about me?
He said a lot of things about a lot of people he didn't like.
Well, whatever. I don't need love from him. I get love from myself, you know. Even though I know I'm hideous and ugly, I still love myself, my body, and who I am. I know one day, finally, the chips are going to fall in place and things are going to turn around for me.
What a degenerate philosophy.
All mutants. Don't look at me with that sad, translucent face.
You gave us all
face.
Those burgers and you didn't give us nothing for desserts.
I got 2 dozen cookies here for you. Now eat up.
Once they finish with these cookies, they're going to be so stomachs. Oh my goodness. Cookies are just crumbs on their mandibles now.
Want cookies?
Do you want some soda pop?
Yes. Yeah, soda pop.
Put it in my claw hand.
Oh, Jesus.
Stick a straw in my belly button, feed it to my baby.
It goes right through her stomach and the baby suckles on it. Sven, this
yeah,
is
Henry?
Worse than anything I've seen in any dream.
Well, Henry, before we leave these mutants, let's teach them a lesson. Flip that switch that electrocutes the ground.
Oh, electricity! Well, that tickled.
Henry, that was our first day.
These are futuristic beds, Sven.
Mm-hmm. You know, Henry, I don't know about this job.
I don't know that I have it in me to be cruel to lesser humans.
Well, we were entrusted with this, and we need to harden our hearts and starch our shirts and make sure the job is done.
If it's what my government calls on me to do, I will wake up every morning and prod those mutants until the end of my shift.
And I will prod you, Henry. Until you prod those mutants. Good night, Henry.
Good night, Sven.
Hey, you guys.
Whoa.
Sometimes when I close my eyes and the nightmares go away, I can picture us outside.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
What are we doing?
We're free. But we're still mutants.
Oh.
Oh. Well, one's better than the other, I guess.
But what if we weren't mutants? What if they could cure us and we could be strong men and women again? And we can lift boulders and jump over cars and... Or, you know, just go to the restaurant
or something.
We'd
still be mutants if we were lifting boulders.
I guess. I got used to that part.
Yeah.
It would be nice. It would be really nice if we could be, like, normal... people who don't live in cages and look like other decent people, but we could still lift boulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I could still see my insides from the outside.
Well, maybe we could have X-ray vision.
Yeah. And also, I mean, now, you know, thinking about it, to be like totally normal, not live in a cage, look like everybody else, but still have gills so I could live underwater if I wanted to.
Yeah, and you can fly. Maybe we're better off the way we are.
Yeah.
I never thought of it.
Yeah, maybe we're meant to be mutants.
It's kind of nice having people come and take care of you and give you things through the bars of a cage.
I might be going too far because they do poke us with prods and such.
Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox. I'm the one singing this sad song. Well, I cry every time that you slip in one more time. Don't let the boy sing a sad song one more time. Let the doctors and the lawyers do as much as they can. Let the springtime begin. Let the boy become a man. I done wasted so much time just to sing you this sad song. I done been this a lonesome picker a little too long.
Oh, that was beautiful.
It's so pretty. Oh.
This is what I dream about. That.
I'm gonna dream about that tonight.
I'm gonna dream about that.
Do you hear that, Henry?
I hear that, Sven. It's like an angel singing.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Who would have thought a voice like that could come out of a lobster girl like we saw?
With fleshy horns growing out of her forehead.
A walking translucent tadpole with the legs of a little boy.
Henry, I think we're doing something wrong.
They have souls just like you or me, Sven.
You can't cage a voice that beautiful. We must free those mutants.
Sven, we have to let them out into the world so they can do things like normal people. Go to diners and lay eggs and pies, or go home to their families and cover slime on their babies.
And poop out soap and package it and sell it.
Building a little birdhouse so they can watch the birds with their x-ray eyes inside of the house and have dreams that manifest into little pellets inside of their craw.
Let's go free them.
Yes.
Wake up, mutants.
Mutants, get up. I'm prodding you awake, but I don't
mind. Please, 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 please.
We heard your beautiful singing, Thunderpot.
You liked it?
We loved it.
Your lamentations moved us in ways that we haven't been moved in a long time.
Because of Henry's stupidity, my heart has been encased in stone. But that song melted my heart, and we must free you now.
Your cage is open. How can this be?
Listen, this is a very nice gesture you guys are doing, but it's no use. We're just going to end up right back in this cage. They're just going to follow our slug trails wherever we go.
Yeah, there's government guards all over the place, soldiers with guns and scientists with microscopes.
Yeah, how do we know that you're not going to let us out and immediately put us somewhere we belong, like a really nice cabin with beds for all of us and showers and food?
Oh, yeah.
How can we be guaranteed that?
Family and a dog and... Yeah.
We can't guarantee nice accommodations, and we certainly can't guarantee a family and a dog, because Henry and I have been struggling for those things our entire lives.
You never had a dog?
I'm not allowed to get a dog. They've got my face in every humane society in America.
What did you do?
But we can guarantee that you get out of this facility to go and go to the drive-in movies.
Here's my plan. One time, I ate a muffin that had a bug right in it. What if we put you bugs in a giant muffin? A cake.
It's Second Lieutenant Roy Tennyson's birthday.
Okay, so we're going to get in a cake, you're going to bake us, and then what?
And then we'll wheel you out.
Huh?
He has a bite of the cake.
Mm-hmm.
We knock him out. Or you smother him with one of your tentacles.
Wait, let's talk to it. Let us give us a second to discuss amongst ourselves. Good idea. We'll do it.
All right, mutants. We'll see you on the other side.
You guys okay in there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice in this, yeah.
I could live forever in here.
I've been biting up all these walls.
Yeah, we're going to eat through in a little bit.
I have to keep stopping myself.
So tasty.
I just want to say, again, thank you to my new lords and saviors for all you've done and bestowed your glory upon me.
No problem.
Yeah, same.
I can't imagine when we get free of this cake at this facility and we are not within a foot of each other forever.
Maybe we should get all our bodies attached with stitches.
Or maybe we should just knot up our tentacles to each other.
Yeah, yeah. But if we just sit next to each other with our gloopy, weird bodies, they'll just fuse after a little while.
You guys want to move to the Lower East Side and start up an art collective?
Oh, yeah, that sounds sweet.
We could get a tenement where we have a sweatshop during the day, but we sleep there during the night.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Surprise! Happy birthday, sir!
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, we've created a new invention. It's an ice cream cake. The top layer is ice cream, the bottom layer is cake.
It has to be large enough to hide three men inside.
Because you have the heart of three men, sir.
Oh, this is way too much. And this is coming on like a really, really hard day for me personally. So thank you.
Sir, it's your birthday. This should be a day of celebration.
Yeah, but all there was to eat at home today was sawdust and... It was just a really rough day, so this means a lot. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, sir.
You're really packing into that.
I haven't eaten in a while. Things aren't going very well at home, especially. We're kind of neglecting our duties. It's kind of falling apart.
Well, let me cut you a slice.
No, this is fine. This is great. The cold on my hands feels really good. They've been swelling a lot lately. Sometimes I feel like I'm more like these mutants than I let on. We're all trapped, huh? What was that thing you said the other day? We're all trapped in our own design. Well... Today, I really feel that. Man, this is good cake.
I made it myself.
You made this?
I made the cake and I made the ice cream.
What are you doing here? Get out of here. Go become a baker or an ice cream chef.
Sir, the flattery warms my heart, but Henry and I, as are you, are citizens of the United States of America, and we have to do our duty.
We're sworn to protect our country, and unfortunately, in the future, wars may be fought by who can bake the better cake. But for now... It is not so.
Couldn't be prouder than the two of you. You become men, and you taught me something that I should have learned a long time ago. That despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
This thing looks like a worm eating an apple.
Mm. Push him farther in the cake.
Who is the mutant and who is the man? Questions raised by our adventure today.
Henry, aren't all humans mutants? Because we evolved from apes.
Sven, after we defeat the Germans, we must go to war with the apes.
Henry, after we go to war with the apes, we must conquer alien races throughout the galaxy.
And then who's left, boys? Maybe then you'll finally take a look at yourself and realize the true enemy's inside? Maybe, but by then it'll be too late. Everything will be gone, destroyed in a mushroom cloud of your own rage.
Let me put a blanket under your chin.
A last gasp. From a dying race. We were here, we said.
Go to sleep, sweet second lieutenant. Dream strong dreams. Future of your own devising. Where wives are as obedient as a man could wish.
With these kisses, I seal your slumber.
With my kisses, I make you dream of a Hercules inside.
That glutton made us free.
So, this is the hangar. There's a jeep right there, and you can go about your way. Free as you were meant to be.
Good lord.
Free?
The sun.
It's beautiful. Trees.
Feels so good on my back.
In the daylight, you guys are twice as disgusting and insect-like.
Thank you.
How can we ever repay you?
You've already done so. Waltrod, Ted, Thunderpot, you've taught Henry and I a valuable lesson. It's not what's on the outside that matters.
Uh-huh.
It's what's on the inside, especially if it's a baby, that counts.
Or butt soap you poop out.
We are very disgusting on the outside. Oh, and yeah, we're gross. I just want to say,
no hard feelings about all the prodding and torturing that you guys were doing before. I definitely, if I came upon something that looked like me, I would just shock the hell out of it.
Hell yeah.
You're breaking my heart. Look, can I just prod you all one last time and say goodbye?
I guess.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
No. Friends, I don't know how long you've been down there, but the world is cruel and dangerous.
We have to go now. We can't be caught here. We gotta go somewhere where our kind is wanted. And I think I have the perfect idea. San Francisco.
Everybody in the Jeep.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Safe travels to you too. Where are you guys gonna go?
We're probably gonna have to go fight the Germans.
Good luck. They are good.
We'll never get drafted because we don't got fingerprints.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, with Alex Honnett, Joe Feldman, Joey Dundale, and Drennan Quinn. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys. And listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know.
California, here I come, yeah!
Lord, my Lord is an awesome Lord. He came from heaven to give us hamburgers for free. We love our beautiful Lords. No one else remembers that song?